Muhammad Ali once said, "It isn't the mountain ahead to climb that wears you out. It's the pebble in your shoe." And if you think that small things don't matter, then you should try running with a pebble in your shoe. And you'll understand that little things do matter and that we could make improvements, something as small.
Created live on Fireside.
Welcome, everybody. Today, I'm going to be talking about the benefits for sports performance with asymmetrical socks. Now, if you've never heard of that, I'm going to start off by showing you a couple of them. If you're just listening, they're basically cut differently for a better fit. But the ones I particularly like, they have an L and an R for left and right. And you can pretty much find them in anything from crew socks to mid-high to the knee-high. These are some by Under Armour, and you can pretty much find any brand makes them now, Nike. These ones right here are by Adidas. And you can find these type of socks also without the left and right. But to me, they're kind of defeating the purpose a little bit, and I'll get into it deeper. If you haven't followed me or don't know anything about me, I'm into all kinds of fitness. And I think that that is good, because what happens is, by being into all kinds of fitness, you can learn from many different coaches. There's many different coaches, and maybe they're not, you know, well versed in your particular sport or craft. However, the knowledge that they've acquired may be useful for what you are trying to do. Who would have thought that by me listening to John Wooden and interview with him, I would have learned something that helped me out greatly in running, because I always used to get blisters on my feet. And one day I heard a story by John Wooden. I couldn't really find anything written on it. I'm pretty sure it was an interview, but I combed through the whole internet, and there's a legend and story of John Wooden always telling his players. Oh, in case you don't know who John Wooden is, he's considered one of the greatest basketball coaches of all time. I think he won maybe about 11 championships straight with UCLA in the beginning, and he coached Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So he's high caliber coach, and he'd always be dropping philosophy. On the first day of practice to all his players, he'd always make them take off their shoes and socks. And he would show to them the proper way how to put on your shoes and socks to avoid the wrinkles. And besides the wrinkles, any gaps, because basically what that would do is cause blisters, and blisters is going to take away from practice. And of course you want to practice. So he would always stress that. And I heard it, but it never really clicked till later on. I came across these type of socks. As I was getting into running, when you get into running, they got socks for blisters that are like $100, or they range in all kinds of varieties. But if you're pretty much playing any sport, you know, Wooden's talking about this. Before, there was the left and right mark, but he's talking about putting them properly. Because I know if you've heard some of my past episodes, I had a episode 97 where I talk about compression socks don't work. And I'm still sticking to that. Overall, you know, I know people who have really good Jordans, but they suck at basketball because they never practice, they never train. So it's not the shoe necessarily, but it can have benefits if you're putting in the work. So this isn't like a shortcut or anything. You suffer a lot from blisters. If you notice that you get runny socks a lot, if you have just delicate feet, because first of all, shoes are cast on your feet. They're not benefiting us. We're not stretching them. They're getting weaker. They're weaker. And then pretty much all shoes are cookie cutter shoes as well. It's one size fits all, the mold, and as well as socks. So if you can get some socks that are cut differently on the toe, and what I like to do, because you can buy packs, but what happens is if you buy packs, even though you know this is your left or your right, you're still kind of mixing your socks. So one thing I've done is pretty much every pair I have is a different color, so I know for sure this sock goes with this sock, this is the left, this is the right. And ever since I started doing that, whether it's compression socks, which I say don't, and when I say they don't work, I'm talking about like there's no scientific evidence of improving circulation and other claims that they make. If you're going to use them just for the left right, keep yourself warmer. You prefer the high knee cut. That's all fine. But ever since I switched to these, I get blisters here and there, but not really. So it doesn't really matter if you get, you know, uni socks or crew socks or any of them. But I do recommend getting the ones with the left and right. I think it'll help your performance overall, especially if you suffer from blisters. Muhammad Ali once said, "It isn't the mountain ahead to climb that wears you out. It's the pebble in your shoe." And if you think that small things don't matter, then you should try running with a pebble in your shoe. And you'll understand that little things do matter and that we could make improvements, something as small like that. Now, I'm going to go back to saying, this doesn't mean that you don't practice. This doesn't mean you don't put in the work. This doesn't mean you don't train. Because if you have the proper socks on and you don't shoot the basketball, if you have the proper socks on and you don't put in the miles, if you have the proper socks on and you don't practice your soccer or football, anything that requires cutting a lot, the socks aren't going to help except preventing blisters. It's not going to help with athletic performance. But in the long run, if this will help you stay on the practice field more so you can get those reps in, avoiding the blisters, then I highly recommend it. I've done a version of this before for the Christmas podcast, the Merry Fitness that I do. But I know some of you, well, let's be honest, you hate Christmas. Just kidding. Some of you guys didn't watch it, so I wanted to kind of share this information, something I've done. Keep it short and sweet for this week. I'll be back. I have lots of things going on. This Friday also on Drunks, we'll be doing another beer review live in person. In case you don't know, there's Drunks Podcast where we talk about earning your beer. And we do a beer review and we talk about working out, the type of workouts have been going on. So that'll be this Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific time zone. I have some other guests coming soon and some live shows. Lots going on. Thank you, Rita, for joining Athletic Definition, episode 201. Closing in, next goal, 300. Thank you, Rita, for joining on the stream and the audience. I think France, Lily, of course, WadeBot, and everybody else. Till next time, I hope this helps. And if you like this and find it helpful, share it with someone who maybe has some difficult time with getting a lot of blisters. If you've ever had blisters, they could be very, very painful. Before I close out, I'll mention that I ran a Revelle marathon, a few of them, Big Bear and Canyon City. That one no longer exists. But you're basically running downhill. A lot of people like to run them because it helps you qualify for Boston Marathon. You need a qualifying time. But you're running a lot of heel striking because you're just basically running down like elevation. So this one, I got a blister, and I knew it was a blister, mile 8. I knew it. I felt it, but I'm like, if I stop now, I'm not going to want to keep going. So I just felt it, and it just kept getting bigger and bigger. And I have video, and I don't know, who knows, maybe I'll put it out there along with the edited version of this. But by the time I got home and I took off my shoe, I had the biggest blister. It was like probably this big. It was probably, for people listening, just maybe like the size of 4 silver dollars put together. And I barely pricked it with a pin, and it was full of blood and pus, and it just started like the exorcist. Just so, trust me. And then it takes a while to recover, and it's painful. And I have a high pain tolerance, so even though I would get blisters a lot before, I would still run. But I know for some people, depending on the pain tolerance, that could take you out, and then that'll hurt you from whatever your fitness goals may be. So yes, maybe I'll throw it in just so you get, if I'll put a warning on there, but if you want to take a look at it, I'll put it on there so people understand, like, oh, he's exaggerating about blisters. They're very painful. Depending on the size, you can get them. This is a great way, simple way, inexpensive way to help avoid them. I've tried many different things. I have specialty shoes, and people say, you know, put a Band-Aid, kind of like what you do to avoid friction if you're doing long endurance events. You know, they sell special things for that, or just Vaseline. But I don't find anything as effective as the socks. And except for these red ones, but brand new, because you can never have enough socks, especially in the summertime when it's really hot and you're training a lot. You go through a lot of socks. So I thought it would be a great time to share that with you. So thank you, everybody, for joining. Till next time, Coach Ray Z and I'm out.